Local sports is being brought to you today by First Bank and by Heritage Health Center. Well, Powell High School's Jay Cox is signed to run track with the Wyoming Cowboy program in Laramie. At the 2019 state track meet, Cox won the 3A state title in the 400 meter with a time of 49.58. He also won the state title in the 800 at 159.68. Cox was the only guy in the 3A finals to break the two-minute mark in the 800. He also ran on the Panthers state championship relay team in the 4x4 and the 4x800. Cox also was strong on the tennis court, as he ended up, he along with partner Logan Brown, won the state championship in number three doubles. He also excelled at swimming, as Cox was on the state championship 200 free relay. He ended up second as a team in 3A state swimming. Cox was an all-state performer in track and tennis and plans to study computer engineering at UW. While one athlete is leaving Powell, another one has signed to come to Powell, as Cokeville's Emma Teckert will compete in volleyball over at Northwest College. She excelled at Cokeville High and volleyball, basketball, along with track. In volleyball, she's a two-time All-State pick, as the Panthers won three straight titles in Class 1A. In basketball, she was a two-time All-State selection, averaging 8 points, three boards a game. Panthers, she is one of the most decorated track athletes in state history, with three All-State designations to her credit. She was the 1A state champ in the 100-meter hurdles last year and the 300 hurdles. She also ran on the Panthers state championship 4x400 relay team last year and took third place in the 800 meter. Well, when high school football does kick off this fall, keeping our fingers crossed, you're going to need a roster to find out, well, who the coaches are now. As Green River with a new coach, Riverton with a new coach, Powell High School will have a new coach, and the Warland Warriors have picked their new head football coach, Patrick Sweeney, an alumni who is taking over the program. Sweeney served as a volunteer and paid assistant under former head coach Ryan Utterback. His focus on the defensive side of the ball, according to the Warland Athletic Director Mark Mortimer. As Sweeney played college football at Dickinson State, served as a graduate assistant coach at Northern State, Mortimer told Wild Preps that he is motivated to build on a strong Warrior playoff appearance. They're looking forward to the product that he and his staff will put on the field. Warland was 10-17 in three seasons with Utterback as head coach, but the Warriors made the Class 3A playoffs each of the last three seasons. Utterback stepped down at the end of 2019 season. Warland was 3-6 last fall, with all their losses to playoff teams, including a pair to Cody and one to 3A runner-up Powell. Utterback will be staying with the high school football staff, according to Mortimer. We'll have more after this.